Johnson. I'm the Executive Director of the West Coast Legal Education and Action Fund. And I just want to raise two quick points, one around legal aid and the other around funding to the women's program. The federal government has a role to play in the provision of access to justice. And it does this by providing funds for criminal law matters to the provinces, and as well as some family law money. But again, there's no accountability for how that money is used. I think it's very important that when the NDP forms government, that you make it a priority to ensure that not only is there sufficient funds for legal aid, but that funds are targeted for family law issues. Right now, in BC, family law is very minimally covered in the legal aid structure, and it's very problematic, especially for women and other vulnerable groups. So that is an area that that the federal government needs to look at. The second thing I want to talk about is funding to the women's program. Mm-hmm. Status Women Canada currently receives the equivalent of 50 cents per woman in this country, which is incredibly abysmal. And that amount hasn't changed for years. So Status Women Canada supports programs that looks at policy development, research on women's issues, and a lot of women's organizations in this province and across the country rely on those funds to provide services in their communities. So I encourage you to do something about that. You know that in this province, women's centers are going to be losing their funding shortly. And some 18 of them are going to close out of 37, are going to close within 3 months. So if the federal government can find a way to ensure that those services continue to be provided, that would be very valuable to the women in this province. Thank you.
Thank you, Audrey.